This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Our producer, Brian Farlow, is running the board this morning. He's taking your calls. He's the one that will welcome you when you dial 410-WCBM-680 or 800-WCBM-680. Translated numerically for the alphabetically challenge is 410-922-6680. 1-800-922-6680. That's how you reach us. That's how you enter the contest. That's how you talk to us. That's how you share your thoughts. And we are standing by to take your call. Y'all are running the show today. Yes, you are. You are going to bring up the subject. You are going to make the discussion move forward. I mean, if there's dead air, which there very well could be, on this last day of firearm season, I will fill in with some of my knowledge, pithy anecdotes and commentary. But other than that, yeah, pithy. I've been watching a lot of Fox. Yeah, Bill O'Reilly taught me that word, pithy. But I have a lisp. Anyway, so let's get it started. Anybody who'd like to volunteer for the first spot, you're welcome to step up and give us a call and set the agenda if you would like. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. A lot of talk this week about guns in the media. The dwarf Bob Costas stepped in it on Sunday Night Football last week by quoting another brilliant mind. What's his name, Brian? Jason Whitlock on firearms. Talking about the culture, our gun culture here in the country. I just want to let you know that pretty much every day, 260 million guns in this country don't kill people. That's right. They don't. Yes. Most of the hunters and sportsmen and gun owners that I know aren't out to shoot other people. Nope. They're just out there for fun, recreation, and protection, and that's what we all believe that firearms are for. But if you want to crank it up on firearms, feel free. If you'd like to talk about deer hunting, this being the last day of the deer season, more than welcome to do that. Or any other subject, fishing, crabbing, hunting, you name it, you call it. There's Bob coming up. Bob is in Greensboro, Maryland, and he's probably headed out deer hunting today. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
How did you ever guess that?
Geez, I don't know.
No idea.
That's a deer with no eyes, right? No idea?
No idea, yes.
So what's up, man?
Yeah, I had the luck to get a little button last week. Didn't want it to be a button, but it was.
No, that happens. That happens. Yeah, that happens. You know, the key, Bob, is if it comes out there by itself, you probably ought to be real cautious, but hey, sometimes that happens, you know. I don't have any problem with somebody shooting a button buck. I mean, it's, you know, you look at it and you go, oh man, I wish that were a doe, but what are you going to do?
Exactly that.
And they're very tender and delicious at that age, by the way.
Yes, they are. They're quite tasty.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're changing species today.
Oh, what are we going for today?
We are going for the little elk.
Oh, the little elk, the little sika deer here in Maryland. Sika, however you want to call it.
Yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad you got a spot. That's great. You going public land or private land?
Well, I am going public land. I'm going Taylor's Island WMA.
Oh, that's a good place. Plenty of them down there, from what I understand.
Well, there was a trophy killed yesterday by one of the fellas, so...
How big of a trophy?
14 main tines and 5-inch brow tines.
Is there any chance that Alan could get a picture of that for the Maryland Hunting Quarterly magazine?
I fully think so.
Well, I would look to see from your lovely wife there one of these days coming soon.
It'll be coming from a friend of mine, but I can get it. I can get it to you.
That would be wonderful. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com.
Yes, we know that one well.
I figure you probably did.
Passing Landing Neck Road. So
very good. Very good. What firearm are you using today, Bob?
I'm using the Seiko pea shooter that she got me for my birthday, which is a 243.
Oh, my. Well, that'll do the job. It'll reach out there and touch them, that's for sure.
Hopefully I won't need to touch that bar.
So. All right, man. Well, have a good day out there.
All right, buddy.
Thanks. All right, man. Thanks. See you, Bob.
Bye-bye.
That's what I'm talking about. Give me a little deer story. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. And you heard me mention Maryland Hunting Quarterly, which is a magazine that I publish along with our creative director, Donna Fisher. And we now have a social media coordinator. And that is Donna's daughter, Laura. And Laura has become a hunter. Laura passed her hunter safety course this year. Invested in the cold weather gear. Invested in some of the accessories and things like that. And asked me to help her. So we did, and we've been hunting since deer season opened. We've spent 4 days, 4 afternoons in a ground blind. Courtesy E.W. Grimes. We thank you, E.W., for allowing us to hunt the property and hunt your blind. And Laura, I think I may have told you this last week, Laura missed a deer, her first attempt. You heard the story. And I was, I was there. And I was there when she missed the second one on Wednesday night. I had I had the opportunity to take a deer. Laura, I was in a position where Laura couldn't shoot. I could. I took a nice doe. And, after I shot, I was thinking, man, I wish I would have just not taken that shot and Laura could have gotten an opportunity. Well, Laura got an opportunity and it didn't pan out. But that's okay. That's okay. And she was fine. Her spirits are good and all that. So last evening we were, yesterday was great. Yesterday I was driving in the local area here on my way to go hunting, and saw a big, big strapping buck, a 10-point, pushing a doe yesterday, 10 o'clock in the morning. And I snapped a photo, real quick, and I don't think I did a very good job. But anyway, he was spectacular. But he was in an area where, couldn't hunt, couldn't stop, and no permission. One of those deals. You just watch it and you admire it and you go on. So I went on the way up to Frederick County, which is where we hunt. And on the 70, I was driving by a farm. I looked over and said, oh, look at all the cows and horses up there. Holy moly, those are all deer. There was a dozen or more deer standing spread out across this field feeding. I said, this is going to be a good day. You remember how it was yesterday, a little overcast, a little rain, sprit here and there, not much. This is going to be a good day. Well, we got in blind last night. It was early, 1:30. 1:30. Didn't see anything. Put the decoy out, which we've been doing, and been doing very well with the decoy, just so you know. We had a totally opposite wind than we had Wednesday night. We had a south wind. It was north the other day. South wind blowing our scent back into the woods. So, Laura in the ground blind, not much scent there. But we take caution to keep ourselves scent free. We spray down with the scent killer stuff and put out some big buck scent, some doe in heat and on the decoy with the decoy and some regular dope. We just kind of played it up. Well, lo and behold, I told Laura, I said, 4:15, I said, here's the objectives. Here's the objective today. Drop a deer where it stands. If it doesn't drop right there, drop it in the field if you can. And if we can't do that, make sure there's a good blood trail. And the rifle that she was using was the same rifle that Jacob, my grandson, shot his deer with on the first day, his 6-point. So Laura, having, missed two two different times. I decided to check the gun yesterday. The gun was fine. And I took it to the range and fired it in the morning, and everything was fine. I told Laura, this gun is fine, and here's how we aim and all this type of thing. Well, I said, I'm gonna do this. I'm going to break out the secret weapon at 4:15. She said, what's the secret weapon? Well, the story goes like this. In early muzzleloader season in 2010, grandson Jacob was in the stand with me. My goal that day was to shoot a deer, buck or doe, and allow Jacob the opportunity to see that process. You know, the deer being coming in, the deer getting shot, the deer going down, field dressing the deer, dragging the deer, the whole deal, and see if that test at that time when Jacob was 11, if he thought that that process was more than he could handle or if he was okay with everything. So Jacob's in the stand with me, 1:30 in the afternoon, you know, did the radio show, it was a Saturday. I had a snack with me. I had a Tasty Cake cherry pie, rather tasty. I just broke out the Tasty Cake cherry pie, had it laying on the edge of the stand, broke it, it fell in half coming out of the box. So I took a bite, the cherry pie filling is all over my fingers, and the deer walked out of the woods. We're actually in the woods, but it walked from a dense part of the woods into the clearing. So there I am, cherry pie filling all over my fingers. Jacob's in the stand. I want to shoot this deer. It turns out to be about a 2.5-year-old 4-point. I said, I'm going to take that deer, Jacob. And I've got this pie filling, and I'm messing with this pie. Well, shot the deer, got the deer. Deer dropped, went through the whole process. Jacob was fine with the whole deal. So last night, I said, I'm going to break out the secret weapon. She said, what's the secret weapon? I pulled a Tasty Cake cherry pie out of my pack. And she looked at me, and I told her the story. So I unwrapped the pie just to get ready. It was 10 after 4. I set the pie in my pack, and I said, the secret weapon has been deployed. Lo and behold, deer started coming out of the woods. Now, this is about 40 minutes earlier than we've been seeing them. So we had seen this group of 4 deer the first day, and Laura had missed one of those. Just kind of gave a little shave on the brisket. And she had, you know, here they came again. Same place, out of the same spot. This is about 180 yards where the deer start to feed. Decoys, another 100 yards closer. So the deer starting to feed, and the one lead doe, she picks her head up, and she's looking at the decoy, and she's not having any parts of it. She doesn't like it, but she's still stomping. She's bobbing her head. She's looking at, and, you know, I'm watching the lead doe, and I'm watching her react to the decoy. And the other deer are milling around, and I'm not paying much attention. I said to Laura, the one on the right's a little small one. Don't shoot that one. The other 3 does, and, you know, they are all mature does. They look pretty good. So Laura is on the Bog Pog tripod. She's got the 270. She's taking a sight, and I'm not watching Laura because I told her, I don't want to put any pressure on you. I'm not going to tell you when to shoot. I'm not going to, you know, say shoot that deer. I'm not going to say it's turning broadside. You know, I'm not going to coach you through that. We've been through that a couple times. Unbeknownst to me, Laura did turn around. She said, it's blurry. I said, and I didn't really respond. And I just kind of looked at her quizzically. Well, turns out she saw the plus and minus on the scope. She turned the power up. It's a 2-7. She turned the power up to 7. She's looking through the scope. She's adjusting the plus and minus for focus. And I didn't know any of that. I'm watching the deer through the binoculars. And they're there. You know, they're not going anywhere. They're just coming out. They're starting to feed. And I had just said, let them come closer. They're coming this way. And she didn't hear me. Boom! And a deer flopped over. And I thought that was pretty cool. So the deer, you know, kind of flopped around and got in high weeds. We couldn't see it. And I kept the binoculars up, kept watching. And I saw a deer move out of that grass into the woods. I said, your deer just got up and went in the woods. No, it didn't. I said, yeah, it did. She said, well, I see the blood in the field. I said, what? She said, I see the blood in the field from here. And I looked, and with my bare eye at 180 yards, I could see blood in the field. I said, all right. So I put the binoculars up. Sure enough, there it was. I said, well, let's give it 15 minutes or so. So we waited all of about 5 minutes, and down the trail we went. There was no doubt that this deer was dead, even though it wasn't in sight. Well, we walked into the woods. I saw the deer laying in the woods. Laura said, I want to see how my blood light works, her headlamp with her blood light. I said, okay. So she's looking at the blood trail, and she's trying to figure out what it looks like. And she goes to step over a log into the woods. And, of course, I've been watching the fact that this deer's been laying there for 15 seconds, 30 seconds or so. Almost stepped on it. The reaction was priceless. I'm not making fun of her. It was just funny. So there was Laura's first deer. She'd made a great shot on it. And so we got it cleaned up, took pictures and dressed it out, and away we went. So congratulations to Laura Rigsby on your first deer ever. Proud to be there in the blind with you. You made a great shot, 180 yards. I was very tickled, very pleased. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. There's more to my week than that, and we'll tell you more as soon as I tell you about the best new ATVs and side-by-sides of 2013 have arrived. They're at Pete's Cycle Shop right now, just in time for the Polaris holiday sales event. You can get financing as low as 2.99% on all Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides, including the new 2013s. Plus, rebates up to $1,000 on select 2012 models. You heard right. Financing as low as 2.99% and rebates up to $1,000 on the legendary Sportsman, the powerful Rangers, razor-sharp razors, and the industry's most complete collection of youth models. Hurry to Pete's Cycle Company in the town of Bel Air, Baltimore, that's in Overly, and Severna Park before December 31st for low financing and huge rebates on the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. The offer ends December 31st. Rebates vary by model, financing, and rates based on credit worthiness. See Pete's Cycle for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet. Be sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for on-road use. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and last longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner.
Hey, it's the Mid-Atlantic Outdoor Sportsman Expo at the Showplace Arena in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. Coming up January 11th, January 12th, and January 13th. You could win an African safari. You could meet Razor Dobbs, a special guest, and you can come and see over 100 hunting, fishing, boating, and outdoor specialists to help you plan your next adventure. Plenty of local Chesapeake Bay experts, as well as African safari guides, big game specialists, and premier gun experts. Bring a truck to fit all the fishing gear available for purchase and a huge selection of outdoor gear. Guests speakers will cover topics like targeting rockfish in the Chesapeake, preparing for your first African hunt, and tackling the bay with light tackle. Go to WWW Outdoor Sportsman Expo. You can purchase your tickets, and you'll be glad you did. That's the Outdoor Sportsman Expo, the Showplace Arena in Upper Marlboro, coming up January 11th, 12th, and 13th.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto Service. Coronado. The National Rifle Association's Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show is coming to Frederick, Maryland, January 25th through 27th at the Frederick Fairgrounds. See over 200 hunting and fishing exhibitors, the NRA Great American Whitetail Collection, nationally known seminar speakers, the Mason-Dixon Big Buck Contest, and more. General admission, $10. NRA members, $8. Kids under 9 admitted free. Weekend passes are available. It's the 2013 NRA Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show, January 25th through 27th at the Frederick Fairgrounds. Visit NRAHuntingShow.org for more information.
This is Mark Levin inviting you to join me every weeknight from 7 to 9 with the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck in Hempstead. Good morning. How are you doing, Chuck?
Good morning, Al. How are you doing?
Good, buddy. What's up?
I thought I'd call you again this morning. I spoke to you last Saturday morning and got a couple bells, so I figured I'd call you for a little luck again this morning.
Okay, good. What's up?
Driving through the fog up to Evansburg, so I just thought I'd call in.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you did. Did you have any success last week?
Yeah, I got a doe.
Oh, you got a doe last week. Good for you. Good for you. Helping manage our deer herd, our abundant deer herd here in Maryland. Good.
Yeah, like thing is, the property we're hunting, I got all kinds of bucks on the cam, but a very few doe. And we until yesterday we didn't take a buck off the property yesterday.
Right. So somebody got one yesterday.
Yeah, somebody got a nice little 8-point.
Oh, that's good. Glad to hear that. Well, I'll tell you what. With the way, and you know, people say the full moon and that type of thing, I'm guessing that's part of it, but the buck seemed to be moving yesterday. I think it was more of that lull period after the initial breeding burst.
Right.
But the doe I shot Wednesday night had been bred. Her hocks were, you know, absolutely clean. The one that Laura shot last night, her hocks were still, active, you know, and that's kind of, you tell whether they're ready to come into estrus or not. You know, in my humble opinion, I think that has something to do with it, but I'm not for sure. But good thing is that it's a good indicator to me that either the doe's been bred or she hasn't been bred.
Yep.
So,
all right. Well, like I said, just heading up through the fog to Evansburg.
All right, well, be careful up there. Watch the deer.
Oh, yeah, we will.
All right, get one. It's supposed to clear up a little bit this morning, be cloudy, but then rain this afternoon about 3 o'clock, so be careful.
Right.
All right, thanks, Chuck.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. You can get in the contest to win our final muzzle loader of the year. The folks from CVA are very gracious about that and working with us for about the seventh year in a row, so we appreciate that. And be sure to visit the website, cva.com. And check it out. 410-922-668. Boy, you guys aren't doing a very good job of setting the agenda for the show here today. No. So that's your job. 410-922-6680. From the Congressional Sportsman's Foundation, posted Wednesday, December 5th. On November 26th, the Senate voted against waiving the Budget Control Act, preventing a vote on Congressional Sportsman's Caucus co-chair Senator John Tester's bill, the Sportsman's Act of 2012. This vote came as a surprise to sportsmen's groups from across the country that have been working hard for its passage. This is a huge omnibus bill. At issue is language, as always, giving the Interior Department authority to increase the price of the federal duck stamp, which raise money to conserve wetlands habitat and are required to hunt migratory waterfowl. The Congressional Budget Office, the CBO, estimated that this provision would boost the cost from $15 to $25 a stamp. What do you think of that? That's the first question. And it would raise an additional $132 million. But because it would raise both revenue and spending limits under the jurisdiction of the Environmental and Public Works Committee, it ran afoul of the Budget Control Act. Notably, duck hunters support the price increase, and the bill would still reduce the deficit by $5 million over the next decade, according to the Congressional Budget Office. Both senators, and I don't know who both senators are because it doesn't mention the second senator, but it said both senators have been working together to develop a solution so that the Senate can proceed with a vote on the largest sportsman's package in a generation before the end of the 112th Congress. It appears that a solution is close at hand since Senator Tester proposed adding a crop insurance provision to the sportsman's bill to bring it into compliance with the budget law. While it appears that the budget concerns are being resolved, the bill is now being held up by Senator Barbara Boxer. You know Senator Boxer, California, over the provision to exempt lead ammunition and fishing tackle from regulation by the Environmental Protection Agency. Here we go again. Under the Toxic Substances Control Act, TSCA, the EPA has, to its credit, denied petitions, several petitions by environmental groups, to regulate lead ammunition and fishing tackle under the Toxic Substance Control Act. Thank you, Senator Boxer. You are holding up the largest sportsman, pro sportsman omnibus bill to come along in a generation. We appreciate it. So, talking about raising the federal duck stamp for you waterfowlers, us waterfowlers, because I buy one too, from $15 to $25. Part of my schedule this week involved a meeting in Annapolis, where discussions were underway concerning the potential to introduce a bill to address the budget shortfall within the Department of Natural Resources, Wildlife, and Heritage Service, which would cause an increase in hunting licenses. The meeting, I missed the first one. I was in Maine. The meeting was productive. The meeting had numerous representatives from the sportsman community, but not nearly enough. It was, in effect, boycotted by people from Western Maryland who seemed to be, through their organization, as coalition of sportsmen organizations over there, seemed to be against an increase in hunting licenses. And not necessarily because they disagree with the programs that are run by Wildlife and Heritage or that type of thing, but because, well, the budget shortfall and the state of Maryland and the governor, you know, okay, I understand all the political crap. But point is, what's coming next? Oh, they could look for ways to cut. Well, it's $2.5 million. So the discussion centered around, of course, how to proceed. And some numbers were floated and agreed upon by the committee, the working committee that was there. I had a minor influence. I put in my 50 cents worth and had a minor influence, which I thought, for me, was a minor victory. But we came to an agreement, and the bill hasn't been drafted yet, and the language hasn't been concluded yet. And I'm not going to give you any numbers. I'm not going to tell you. But I will tell you this, $2.5 million, what we talked about, will potentially cover that shortfall. So there we are. But it was good to see people working together. It was good to have an honest discussion. It was good to have a vote at the end and see that the vote was unanimous. It was disappointing not to see groups there that had been invited that represent major constituencies here in the state of Maryland. 1, 2, 3, 4. You can name like the big four conservation groups, that you join the national groups that people join to support wildlife. No representation. None. I don't want to tell you. Hey, look, this is the way it goes. It would have been nice to see somebody from Western Maryland there. Nope. So we'll see what happens. There's another meeting scheduled with the folks in Western Maryland to discuss the program, and I hope it moves forward. I really do. I'll tell you, my listeners, this: it is reasonable. It is reasonable. It is very reasonable. There hasn't been an increase in hunting licenses in over 20 years. This is a reasonable deal. So, all right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. If you'd like to get in the muzzleloader contest, all you have to do is call. Leave your name and number. Go on the air, say hi. That's it. Vince from Chestertown won last month's muzzleloader last week. I talked to Vince. Everything was cool.
And right now, it's time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. I stopped to see the boys at Clyde Sports Shop. I actually have a gun in there being worked on by their great gunsmithing department. They are your hunting headquarters. We talked about Browning. We talked about a lot of different things. The X-Bolt is a very accurate bolt-action big-game hunting rifle. All standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers are available, adjustable feather trigger, and a detachable rotary magazine. Great gun. The BPS Hunter, the best pump shotgun available, 12, 16, 20, 28, and 410 gauges. If you're looking for a 410 for the kid, BPS has the pump shotgun you're looking for. It's a satin-finished walnut stock. Bottom ejection with the 12 and the 20, you get three Invector Plus choke tubes. And with the other gauges, you get three standard Invector choke tubes. Don't forget about the Maxxis shotgun, available in Mossy Oak Duck Blind Camo. It is an autoloader shotgun with waterfowl hunting perfection. 3 and 3.5 inch chambers, a new power drive gas system, reduces recoil. And, of course, Clyde's is your Browning headquarters for all the Browning handguns, firearms, rifles, shotguns, pistols, as well as handguns, firearms for personal and home protection. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 242-6108. ClydeSports.com is the website. We're open 7 days. Been there since 1957, serving sportsmen in Maryland. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner.
Hey, you can meet Razor Dobbs. Yeah, he's a guy on TV, that's right, and win an African safari. The Mid-Atlantic Outdoor Sportsman Expo is coming up at Showplace Arena, not that far away, only a month away, Upper Marlboro, Maryland, January 11th, 12th, and 13th. That's the Outdoor Sportsman Expo, and you can visit the website, Outdoor Sportsman Expo.com for more information. You'll need a pickup truck to haul away all the fish and tackle that's going to be available. You'll see over 100 hunting, fishing, boating, and outdoor specialists to help you plan your next adventure. Plenty of local Chesapeake Bay experts, as well as African safari guides, big game specialists, and premier gun experts. Guest speakers will cover topics for like targeting rockfish in the Chesapeake, preparing for your first African hunt, and tackling the bay with light tackle. Outdoor Sportsman Expo. .com and purchase your tickets before September 3rd. Well, I'm sorry, I'm reading stuff that I shouldn't be reading. Anyway, OutdoorSportsmanExpo.com.
The Poole family continues the family tradition established by Sam Poole at Sam's Deer Processing in Finksburg. The full-service deer processing shop is located on Bollinger Mill Road off Route 32. Sam's Deer Processing has cut well over 40,000 deer. They know how to quickly skin, cool, and hang your deer as soon as possible for the best-tasting venison. They let your deer age to perfection, then cut it to your specifications. If you want deer jerky, deer sausage, deer hot dogs, deer snack sticks, smoked deer hams, and much more, take your deer to Sam's Deer Processing in Finksburg between Westminster and Eldersburg. Sam's Deer Processing also holds the secret recipe for Maryland's most popular deer bologna. Now, if you happen to bag that trophy buck, you're worried about where you can have the hide and cape safe for the taxidermist, Sam's can handle it. Sam's Deer Processing in Carroll County is the whole package, custom-cut venison with all the specialty venison products to last throughout the year. Take your deer to Sam's Deer Processing or call 410-795-4670. That's 410-795-4670 for Sam's Deer Processing in Finksburg.
It's the Doe Harvest Challenge. Deer hunters, by legally harvesting a doe and donating the meat, you not only feed hungry people in Maryland and please local farmers by reducing crop damage, now you could win valuable prize packages this season. Doe Harvest Challenge offers $5,500 in prizes with 18 chances to win. This contest is limited to 13 counties. If you hunt in Carroll, Frederick, Anne Arundel, Calvert, Charles, St. Mary's, or Prince George's counties, or in Queen Anne's, Kent, Caroline, Talbot, Dorchester, Wicomico counties on the shore, and you harvest
the dough. All you have to do is donate your deer through a participating FHFH deer processor. Every 3 weeks, an up to $300 winner will be drawn in each of the three regions, plus a $500 grand prize package to one lucky hunter in each region. Participating deer processors have entry cards to fill out in their shops. You can enter every doe you donate within the Region B bag limits all season long. The 2012 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Farm Bureau, Maryland Grain Producers Utilization Board, the Maryland Soybean Board, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, contact the Maryland Farm Bureau, 410-922-3426.
Don't miss the best of Rush Limbaugh on Rush's Weekend Review every Saturday afternoon from 12 to 3 on the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Red-headed stranger from Blue Rock, Montana, rode into town one day, and under his knees was a raging black stag. Walking behind was a bay. The red-headed stranger had eyes like thunder, and his lips, they were sad and tight. His little lost love lay asleep on the hillside, and his heart was heavy as night.
All right, enough of that. Richard and Glenn Burney, Walton, Brooklyn, Eric on the Beltway, and Don in Annapolis. Good morning, everybody. Go ahead, Richard.
Hey.
What?
Good movie.
Yeah, I know.
Morgan Fairchild.
Man, Morgan Fairchild. You're right about that. Willie Nelson, he was a preacher, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, redheaded stranger. Yeah.
Yeah, I just called to say good morning, and you really got me with that story.
Which one?
When you took the lady hunting.
Oh.
Well, right, I backed in the dock, and the whole time I'm waiting for you to wrap it up. I backed in the dock. They opened the door. They're looking at me out the door, and I couldn't get out the truck to finish the story.
Sorry, buddy. Well, that's all right. It was a long story.
Nah, but it was a good story.
Thank you, bud. Appreciate that. All right. And by the way, I did eat the cherry pie after she shot the deer, so that was good.
Good.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon.
All right, have a good day.
Thanks, Richard. Thanks for holding. Walt in Brooklyn. Good morning, Walt.
Hey, morning, guys. Yeah, I'm heading out to Patuxent and try the last day of rifle.
Are you?
Yeah, I spent about 2 weeks ago. I spent the whole week up hunting West Virginia. Didn't see none but a lot of squirrel.
Yeah, there's a lot of squirrels out there. It should be a good day. Should be a good day. Just play the wind and, use that to your advantage. Use good cover scent and cover up with, regular dopey or something like that. So I'll tell you one thing, Walt. I've had a deer decoy in my base. I've had the big Flambeau, solid deer decoys, and I've used them. And they always spook me more than they spook the deer because, I look out there and see a deer standing. I forget the decoys out there. But we started putting up this silhouette decoy, this photo printed on both sides decoy. These deer absolutely love that thing. And, I mean, it holds their attention. They walk up to it. I'm convinced I'm going to use those from now on.
Have you ever tried to use turkey decoys?
No, but that's another good idea because deer use turkeys to their advantage.
I sat out by mistake turkey hunting a few years ago. Basically, I had one of those hard plastic full-body turkey decoys.
Yeah.
I sat out in the middle of the field, and I was amazed at the doe.
Yeah.
And the doe had just walked up to it and sniffed it.
Yep.
Within gun range, and I was like, and somehow or another, I've never gotten around to buy another one. I lost that one. I don't know where it's at, but one day I'll find it.
You find it. I put it out there in deer season, especially if there's turkeys in the area. That's a great idea.
Yeah, it works real good.
Yep, good.
All right, talk to you later then.
All right, well, thanks, buddy. Bye. See ya. Bye-bye. There you go. Let's talk to Don in Annapolis. Thanks for holding on. How you doing, Don?
Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah, this idiot Bob Costas talks about the guns and the athletes. Of course, they never mention anything about, what goes on the south side of Chicago every day.
Right.
It never makes the news. It's kind of hypocritical.
Right. I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. And not just south side of Chicago. Wherever you live in Annapolis, draw a 20-mile radius circle, and I think you'll probably find some of the same thing going on.
No kidding. You're right.
I know it.
Yep.
All right, buddy.
All right, have a good day.
Thanks. Hey, Don?
Yeah?
Do me a favor. Don't draw a 30-mile circle. You'll really be disappointed.
Oh, no kidding. I know.
Talk to you later. Man. See you, bye. Yeah. All right, man. Thanks. Bye-bye. Eric, Vince in Chestertown, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I recognize that voice. I talked to you earlier this week.
Yes, you did, and I tell you, made my day.
Well, your order has been processed. I knew that.
I'll tell you something funny, too. This week, I had one of the ladies come up to me at work, and she says, did you win a rifle, by the way?
That's funny.
And I said, yeah, how do you know? She says, my husband listens to Alan, and he heard your name.
Cool. How about that, man?
I tell you, the whole Eastern Shore knows over here.
You're a celebrity, huh? That's great, man. That's great. Well, you should be getting that soon. I know that was processed, so.
Yeah, that's fine.
There you go.
Thank you.
All right, Ben. Yes, sir.
I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
Are you going to the ASMFC meeting on menhaden and the fishing regulations that's in Baltimore on Friday the 14th?
I hadn't planned on it, but it's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Are you going?
Is it open to the public? I'm
right.
Not even sure.
Okay. I don't know. Probably is. Maybe our buddy in fisheries is listening this morning. May be able to send me an email before the end of the show. We'll see.
Yeah, because there's going to be some really important things that are going to be decided there.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
Yep.
All right.
Appreciate that.
You get an answer on that. Thanks, Alan.
All right, man. Thanks.
Right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Eric on the Beltway. Good morning. How are you? Hello, Eric.
Yes, sir.
You're up.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Hey, Alan?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Good. I'm on I'm not on the Beltway now. I'm on 795 heading towards Honeytown.
Right.
Got my daughter with me and one of her friends. She's going to be a bystander in the buddy stand.
Okay.
And I shot a doe last week, and that is the biggest doe out of the six, and it was when I went to find her, which was a hard job too. I'll talk about that in a minute if we got a chance to talk grass.
Sure.
And when I went to gut her though, I couldn't believe how much she was lactating or how much milk she had in her.
I know. Yeah.
I heard you talk a little earlier about something like that, about being bred already, and I'm thinking, man. I don't know. I guess it seemed, or I didn't know that stuff happened so quick once the bread and the milk is already present, you know?
I don't know if that's started at that point or if it's left over, if she still has a fawn.
Wow.
I don't know, but that's a good question for my biologist buddies, isn't it?
Right.
Maybe we'll get an answer. Well, I don't think we'll get an answer by the end of the show, but that's, I had the same situation with the one I shot. And, yep. The doe had been bred. She was lactating. The one that Laura shot last night hadn't been bred and wasn't lactating.
Hmm.
So, I don't know. I'll have to figure that whole thing out. Try to remember.
Yep.
All right?
And also, you know, so I shot her. It was kind of in a grassy field where we got some trees, like a farm almost, CRP. And after a shot, I went down about an hour later, started looking for her and all, and I found some hair. I thought it was white hair. I was like disappointed when I saw that. And,
yeah.
And then saw blood right away too. And evidently, it's a great shot when I did find a deer. But I'll tell you what, tracking a deer through tall grass, like almost like a long grass that's bent over, like say 10 inch long.
Yeah.
Grass, you know.
Yeah.
It's so hard. I mean.
Well, we're hunting a rye field.
Okay.
That has been left to go fallow.
Mm-hmm.
And you know. I mean, now you see them, now you don't.
Right.
But I couldn't imagine against that light tan grass that you could see a blood from 200 yards with the naked eye.
I hear you.
Laura made a great shot, no question about it. So, I mean, the deer didn't make it 30 yards, so that was pretty cool. All right, buddy.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. Talk to you soon.
All right. Take care.
All righty. Bye-bye. And we'll take a break here shortly as soon as we talk to Julie. Good morning, Julie. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. What's up?
I came in, I believe, on the middle of you were talking about a place to purchase shotguns.
Clyde Sports Shop.
That's just the name of it?
Yeah, it's 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. The phone number is 410-242-6108.
Do you think they would sell like a pump shotgun?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, I honestly, I'm thinking of more as home use.
Sure.
Anybody in particular.
Yeah, hey, that's a great selection. That's what I recommend. Pump shotgun.
That's great.
Yep.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know, and thank you so much.
You need that number again?
242-6108.
Yep, right in Lansdowne. You're not far away.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome,
have a
Julie.
Good one.
Uh-huh. Bye. Bye-bye. And it's time for me to tell you about the best new ATVs and side-by-sides of 2013. They've arrived at Pete's Cycle Shop right now, just in time for the Polaris holiday sales event. You can get financing as low as 2.99% on all Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides, including the new 2013s. Plus, rebates up to $1,000 on select 2012 models. You heard right. Financing low is 2.99%. And rebates up to $1,000 on legendary sportsmen, the powerful Rangers, razor-sharp razors, and the industry's most complete collection of youth models. Hurry to Pete's Cycle Company in the town of Bel Air, Overly, Baltimore, Severna Park before December 31st for low financing and huge rebates during the Polaris holiday sales event. The offer ends December 31st. Rebates vary by model. Financing and rates based on credit worthiness. See Pete's Cycle for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders ages 16 and older. Always wear a helmet. Be sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for on-road use.
If you love the great outdoors, you'll love the National Rifle Association's Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show. It's 3 big days of hunting and fishing excitement, January 25th through the 27th at the Eventplex at the Frederick Fairgrounds in Frederick, Maryland. See over 200 hunting and fishing exhibitors, the NRA Great American Whitetail Collection, nationally known seminar speakers, the Mason-Dixon Big Buck Contest, and more. The first 200 attendees each day receive a free Drury Outdoors DVD. General admission, $10. NRA members, $8. Children under 9 admitted free. Weekend passes are available. Renew your NRA membership at the show for $35 and receive a free weekend pass to show. It's the 2013 NRA Great American Hunting and Outdoor Show, 1 to 7 p.m. on Friday, January 25th, 9 to 7 on Saturday the 26th, and 9 to 5 on Sunday, January 27th at the Frederick Fairgrounds in Frederick. Visit NRAHuntingShow.org for more information.
Hey, we're back. Let's talk to... Oh, we're not back. Let's do that commercial. Go ahead, please. What commercial? Oh, that commercial. I thought you were doing a commercial. I'm doing a commercial. Then you'll do one after that one. Am I confused? All right, let's talk about Sean Mann Outdoors. 1985, Sean Mann became world champion goose caller, world goose calling champion. World, in the world. And that sprung an event that has resonated to today, and that's Sean Mann Outdoors, the creation of the Eastern Shoreman Goose Call, a goose call that's in everybody's bag that I know of, and could be in yours. If you're just learning to call, I suggest you start with an Eastern Shoreman Goose Call, learn how to call on that one like I did. Available online at SeanMann.com, as well as all the calls, the goose and duck calls from Sean Mann. And you can also call him toll-free at 800-345-4539, 800-345-4539. You can learn how you can book a trip with Sean either here in Maryland or in Canada next year. That's Sean Mann. At www.seanmann.com, that's SEANMANN.com, or 800-345-4539. Once you learn to use a Shoreman, you get more geese.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
You're on the most powerful names in talk. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
Put me on a mountain way back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a biggin' on the line. Put me around a campfire, cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
All right, you do your thing, I'll do mine. Mine happens to be hunting and fishing in the great outdoors. What's yours? Hey, Charles, how you doing, buddy? Thanks for waiting. Charles?
Oh, good morning.
Hey, it's you. How are you, buddy?
I want to wish you a happy Christmas and a happy New Year's.
Well, thank you. Same to you, brother.
And you have a very safe year ahead of you.
Well, thank you. We have had a safe year so far. Except I almost fell off my chair backwards yesterday. The ground wasn't exactly level, and I sat back and leaned back in my chair, and my feet went up in the air, but I was rescued.
I want to get in the contest for the month.
You are in it.
Thank you very much, and I want to tell you two brief stories about Africa. First of all, I want anybody going there, be sure you protect yourself adequately from malaria. One of my best friends that I went there with got Plasmodium falciparum. That's the most dangerous malaria, and he died from it.
My goodness.
And the death is horrible.
Tsetse fly?
No, that's the Plasmodium mosquito.
Okay.
Tsetse fly causes elephantiasis.
Okay.
And I saw plenty of that.
Okay.
And the other thing is... The story I told you about the leopard that was killed eating something that was full of cancer.
Yes, I remember that. That was last week.
Sure that you cook your meat very, very carefully. They are full of parasites, the whole intestinal tract of that animal. And he was a very healthy animal, apparently, from the external appearance. He was full of worms and parasites and everything. So when you kill your deer, you cook that meat very carefully.
Oh, don't worry. We do, Charles, and we take care of our deer. And our white-tailed deer here in Maryland do not have that type of problem that they have in the other countries like that. We have a very good, healthy deer herd here, and it's not a lot to worry about as far as deer are concerned. So I appreciate the call, buddy. Thank you.
And you make me very happy. I love the show, and I look forward to you on Saturday.
Charles, you are the most interesting man in the world, not the guy in the beer commercial.
Thank you very much.
Talk to you soon, buddy. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. 410 WCBM 680. That's our phone number. When we come back from the break, you can be first up. And we'll have more of your calls and maybe more information going forward. And be looking forward to talk to you, but if you're getting into the